Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Back when I was president of Southeastern Bible College, we had Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, come in to speak for a special event. Before the event started, Truett leaned over to me and said, "We've developed a test at Chick-fil-A to determine whether people need encouragement. Would you mind if I explain that to your people?" Of course, I had no problem with that. Mr. Cathy, when he took the platform, explained that they had developed this test and invited someone from the audience to come up and demonstrate it. When a lady volunteered, he encouraged her to bring her purse and ask her if she had a mirror inside her purse. She said yes, took it out, handed it to Mr. Cathy, who placed it under her nose and mouth and said, "Here's the test. Let's see if she's breathing. If she's breathing, she needs encouragement." You know, there's a lot of truth in that. I'm Don Hawkins, host of the Free Encouragement for You podcast. Having worked in radio now for more than 40 years, I've been fortunate to interview hundreds of inspiring Christian leaders, missionaries, therapists, and many more. And my exclusive interviews are now being released as podcasts you can listen to, gain inspiration from, and be informed. In the preview you're about to hear, I'm interviewing Chick-fil-A chairman and former president Dan Cathy, the son of Truett Cathy, about how he defines success as a businessman, but more importantly, as a Christian. How would you define success mentally?
Well, you know, the Bible clearly says that we're to keep our minds sharp. We need to be ready to give an account. We need to be ready to, you know, give a defense for our faith. And so we need to know God's word. We need to memorize God's word. And so I want to think about keeping my mind sharp. It means for me that I've got to have God's word hid in my heart. That means I need to let it roll across my mind. A new verse of scripture down is a new one for me from here. I call it my pocket knife.
Right.
Relative to
sword.
And it's Matthew chapter 12. And it says, "For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth shall speak."
Hmm.
And it's the good man brings forth good things out of the good stored up in him. Well, the good stored up in any of us can be nothing less than God's word. And so our minds need to be sharp and sharp with the understanding of indelible, timeless principles of God's word. So, you know, obviously when we think about our mind, it's that, but you know, it's related to our job, our profession as well. We need to be good students. We need to be, you know, studying examples of excellence. I love to see what's going on in business and see what's, so I can be a student. Someone said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We all need to be students. I jokingly tell some people when I subscribe to magazines, sometimes they have a little box that you can check there if you're a student, and I'll kind of check the box. Now, to be honest with you, sometimes you get a discount on the magazine subscription, but more importantly, you get to remind yourself, hey, am I still the student that I need to be? So, you know, let's be students. And regardless if we're 8 or we're 80, you know, we need to all be students, learning and having mentors and people that we can study and continue to have a learning attitude.
Dan, two men who modeled this, and I think you know probably where I'm going with this, who are still students well into their 80s, your dad and my dad. You know, we've had your dad, Truett Cathy, over here, founder of Chick-fil-A, to speak at Southeastern Bible College. I've had the privilege of visiting with him on a number of occasions. He is as sharp as a tack, and he continues to be a student.
Well, it's amazing, Don. I get articles that my dad rips out of restaurant trade magazines that we get in our office all the time, and he'll rip those articles out, and he'll write a little note to it at the top of it, and he'll send it to my attention. It amazes me that he still reads all these restaurant trade magazines when he's 86 years old. So, you know, that tells me he's on top of his game. He's up on what's going on. He's not just up on what's going on at Chick-fil-A, but we keep up with Wendy's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's and all the other folks that are out there because he's just interested. And so he's the exemplary model as you say. It's wonderful that we can have godly parents that are continued to model the attitude of a student well into their 80s.
Dan, the emotional is another area in which we probably need to redefine success from the world typically thinks if you're happy, you're successful. If you're delirious, you're super successful.
Yeah, our emotions are wonderful driving energy forces. I think that God wants to direct in our life. He created these emotions and passions that move us and inspire us, and that can be used to strengthen and help us in our areas and help other people. Or those emotions, just like anything else, can be used to be incredibly destructive. And so I just think that the Bible gives us a lot to say about managing our heart, guarding our heart. And if we just keep our emotions in balance and focused, I know that many times I tell Chick-fil-A operators,
to continue listening to the snippet you just heard and discover other episodes, let me invite you to click on the link in the show description. You can also visit lifeaudio.com or search Encouragement for You with Don Hawkins on your favorite podcast app. We're releasing new episodes every Wednesday, but we have more than a dozen episodes available for you to listen to for free right now. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.